Welcome to the Women Who Hustle podcast, hosted by Candace Nicole, the creator of Women Who Hustle. Each episode will be packed with encouragement, enlightening moments, life advice, self-care awareness, and more. There will also be dedicated segments with your favorite Women Who Hustle, who will be highlighted and featured. We aim to assist women in finding their balance between their hustle and everyday life. So let's get right to it. Here is Candace Nicole.
Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to the second season of Women Who Hustle podcast. I know our first season was pretty short. It was only 3 episodes, but you know how life is, right? In our hustle. So the last episode, just a little rewind, and thanks to all the new listeners who are going to be tuned in to season 2. This is episode 1, recording on October 1. Which is the start of the fourth quarter. We have 3 more months, y'all. Okay, 3 more months. All right. So just a little rewind here. So the last episode actually went up in June. And then July, a lot of things happened in my life. Of course, a lot of blessings because you learn from, I guess you can call them mistakes, things that happen, you know, just totally unexpected. And to be honest with you, some things happened with my clients. And I'm just like, what am I going to do? For anyone who is an entrepreneur, you know that you have your ups and your downs. Clients that, you know, they end a contract or individuals say that they're going to start with you. It doesn't happen. It's a lot of a tug and war. And anyone 9 to 5, your boss is getting on your nerves. Okay. So this is really for everyone. So a lot of things happen in my July. And then in August, I guess you can say I was still, you know, going through this storm. And for anyone who's tuned into my other episodes, I'm very transparent. I never want to come across as my life is, you know, peaches and cream, because it's not. Of course, I want you guys to see the, you know, the grand side of it, of me having fun, living it up, doing a lot of things for my clients, all the work that I'm doing. But I do want you to know that I am human. I go through the ups and downs, just like everyone else. A lot of people look at social media. Believe me, it is smoke and mirrors, okay? They will show you what they want to show you. As of course, that's me too, because I know you don't want to hear about really the nights where I cry myself to sleep or what have you is going on. But I do want to keep it all the way honest with you. Very authentic. That's my thing. And so in August, my boyfriend and I, we announced that we were going to move to Charlotte. And the decision, and I know I really don't need to share with the folks the decision, but it really was quality of life. It definitely would be cheaper being in Charlotte. Charlotte is very much a progressive city. It's growing. And let me tell you, we are so excited to be here. Just me, I will say I am so, so excited to be in the Queen City. I love it. And I'm like, I don't know if I would go back home to the Maryland, D.C. area, right, to live, because it's just so much opportunity here. And I'm going to be doing so much stuff for Women Who Hustle. And so, you know, we moved late August. So, of course, the entire August, we're, you know, packing up the house. We had a going away party. And then, of course, our September was just us getting acclimated. We're still getting our feet wet. We've already executed an event. And actually, anyone who is from Charlotte that is tuned in, or if you want to do a road trip and you hear this before October 18th, please come to the Women Who Hustle launch in Charlotte October 18th. The details will be on the Instagram page at Women Who Hustle. And so that leads me to today of why I am recording this. And it's actually, like I said, it's October 1st, but it's in the evening. And it's a lot of things that happen today, from, you know, how you have your extreme highs and your extreme lows, and you know when you are being tested. In other words, you are being attacked by the enemy, but I would say it's a test as well. And I had a really, really great experience at church, went to Elevation Church, and I should have known that the enemy was going to just want to pounce on me when I got back home, was sitting here doing some work, and I just felt like, oh my goodness, what am I doing with my life? I started to do a lot of worrying. And I remembered that maybe a few weeks ago, I shared on Facebook that I figured out what my next episode of my season 2, what my first episode would be about for Women Who Hustle podcast. And I was going to speak about when your hustle goes dry. And it's because during those trying months that I shared with you earlier, I felt that my hustle, that I lost my hustle. And I'm like, Candace, like, how can this be? You are the creator of Women Who Hustle. How is your hustle going dry? And I said, you know what? If I feel like my hustle is going dry for whatever reason, there has to be other women that are going through the same thing. And it's because when you have this hustle, and not everyone has it, I think it's something that you are born with. Can you learn it? Possibly. You can look at other people and say, okay, I want to move like that. But really, I think either you have it or you don't, and that's fine. We need the yin and the yang of the world. Not everyone can have that hustler spirit, right? You need to have some people who are just going to balance it off. And so I really sat there and said, I think your hustle has gone dry. Just the oomph, just the drive. It was everything that was going on. It was, people are getting on my nerves. Is this really for me? And I just said, you know what? This is something that you need to talk about, because I asked myself these three things. First, how did I get here? And to anyone who is raising their hand or agreeing with me of, yes, I have been there where my hustle went dry, or hello, I am there right now, or you know what, this is perfect because I just went through that, Candace, right? So you're excited because you're probably want to hear, how did I get up out of the dryness of the hustle? And so I asked myself these three things. Number one, how did I get here? How in the world did I get here of being the woman, you know, who hustles, the creator of Women Who Hustles? And I'm sitting here admitting to myself, you know what? I think my hustle went dry. Then number two, why am I here, right? Ask myself, how did I get here? But then my second question was, why am I here? What lesson am I being taught right now in this moment of, I felt like a lot of chaos was going on in my life. And so I said, you know, why am I here? I look at, it's a lesson in everything. I'm the first to tell you that it's not about you. What you go through in life, yes, you're the one that is going through it, but it's not about you. It's about the other individuals. It's about everyone else that you're going to inspire, that when you share your story, your testimonial, whatever it is, once you get through it, more than likely you're going to want to share it. Or let me say that you should share it, because you never know of who you are going to help deliver, help just get through that day, put a smile on their face because you had enough courage to share what it was that you went through. And the third thing that I asked myself, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? And so to go back to the first one of how did I get there? Looking back at it, I know how I got there. You know what? I wasn't being as proactive as, you know, I could have been with my business. I was saying yes to a lot of things that I know I should not have said yes to. You know, we all been there. We want to help out everybody. That's great. Oh, okay. No. I can offer that. I can offer that. Or no, I can do that. I already have to stop over here, so I'll go over here. Okay, you want me to go an extra 20 minutes down? No problem. I'll make it happen, right? You want to be the one that can say, I can, you know, on my way to work, I can go get, you know, the staff coffee and donuts. And also, I can stop at the FedEx. You're overwhelming yourself, right? So you know how you got there. But it's really when you sit back and take the time to really think about that. How did I get there? So I had to be very honest with myself and say, Candace, how did you get here? And that's what my answer was for me. Saying yes to a lot of things. And then also not believing in myself. I think I was putting a lot of pressure, like I said, overwhelming myself, but I think I was putting a lot of pressure on myself. And I'm the type of individual, when there's so many things going on around me, I would just say, you know what? I'm just going to sit here, right? And just like nothing. For anyone that knows about Washington, D.C., Howard Homecoming, everyone and their mama comes to town, okay? And there's so many events. I mean, like 20 events over here. The next night is like 10 or 12. You have official events. You have, you know, off-channel events and everything. And I'm the person that's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to stay home, right? Because it's just too much. And so, again, you have to be honest with yourself. Anyone, you know, who's dealing with this, you got to be honest with yourself. How did I get there? And I answered that question. And then the next thing that I had to ask myself was, I'm looking at my notes. My phone is acting up, you guys. Hold on. So the second thing was, why am I here? I am a very spiritual individual. I love God, and I'm not afraid to share that with anyone. I hope I do not offend, you know, anyone, but I do. I love God, absolutely. And why am I here? So I said, all right, girl, you feel like your hustle is dry. You already answered, you already answered how you got there. Okay, cool. Check mark. And then I needed to check off two, which was, why am I here? And I was there because God knew that I needed something to write. Excuse me, not write, to talk about. And that's what we're doing right here. I'm discussing of why when your hustle goes dry. And it's because I've always said that, you know, I need to get back to the podcast. And I guess I just didn't feel like, you know, inspired, to be honest with you. I know it's something there. I still get likes on the podcast on SoundCloud. And people are asking me, when is it coming back? I love those three episodes. But I guess you could say I really wasn't feeling inspired. And so let me tell you something. He sat me down and he had me ask myself a lot of different questions. And this is why we're here today. And so I know there's a lesson in it. And it's because, again, if I'm going through this, right, I know that someone else is going through it. Just like if you're going through something right now, if it's financial, something, you know, at work, children, or, you know, your relationship, friendships. If you're going through it, please know that someone else is going through it right now, has gone through it, or they are about to go through it. You're definitely not alone when it comes to that. So I knew there's a lesson in it. And that's all I could figure out with that question was, why am I here? And also it was giving me some time to figure out a lot of things, right? To really put some feelers out there of, okay, you never want to get to this, you know, to this place again, because you love everything about your hustle. You have so many things that you do want to accomplish. You never want to allow yourself, Candace, again, to get into a space where you feel like your hustle is dry, right? Because when it's dry, I'm not able to serve, you know, anyone else. My creativity, it just goes out the window. And so right there, you need to ask yourself, why am I here? And then, of course, I said, well, how do I get out? So everyone's like, okay, woe is me. I'm here and blah, blah, blah. But how do I get out of this funk, right? How do I undry, right, my hustle? And so that's what I want to go into with. I have five things that I want to share with you. And then I'm actually going to play actually a snippet from a sermon that I listened to today, which was, magnetic. It was moving. I literally wanted to run around my complex and just scream from what this pastor was talking about. And I'll go into that a little bit later. So how do I get out? I'm going to tell you. So here are my five things of how you're going to get out of that dry period that you're having with your hustle. Well, first, and this is not one of the five, I want you to know again that you are not alone. Do not think, I mean, at any point that you're a failure, that you should not be going through those feelings, right? Because you should. I actually think I would question anyone that always says that, oh, they're just always totally great when it comes to their hustle. Absolutely not. This thing is crazy, okay? It's tiring. It's a lot of ups and downs when it comes to any type of hustle that you have, okay? The college ladies that are listening, the women who are married, who have kids, don't have kids. You know what I mean? Everybody has some type of hustle that they're going through, okay? So please know you are definitely not alone. And so the first thing of how you get out is you have to remember why you started. Why did you start this whole hustle of what it is that you're doing? You know, for the college, you know, college women, and you know what? It's just not, you know, like college, like young girls. You could be older and in college, you know, undergrad, getting your master's, your doctorate, you know. And so you have to remember, right, when you're in school, you got to remember, why did you start, right? When you go back to school, there's an end game. There's an end game to everything. When you went to school, why did you go back to school? Is it because that you know that you eventually want to become a CMO, right? Chief Marketing Officer. And you know that to really have, you know, a great chance that I'm going to have to go back and I'm going to have to get my master's, right? So you have to remember why you started. So if you find yourself, right, if you're in school and you find yourself that your hustle to get throughout the day to, you know, from your job to class and everything, that back and forth and whatever it is that you're doing, then you ask yourself, how did I get here? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Why am I here? How do I get out, right? You remember why you started, why you even enrolled back in school. Hold on, you guys, I have to take a sip of my water. Ooh, I'm so sorry. I'm actually drinking some Crystal Light. You guys love Crystal Light? I love it. I hope it doesn't have like a ton of sugar in here, actually. But I have like a tickle in my throat and I super apologize. I do not want to stop this and start re-recording because it's just been flowing out of me, right? It's been flowing out of me. But I am drinking this Crystal Light grape and it is quite amazing. So the first thing, again, you have to remember why you started, ladies. Remember why you started. Whatever it is that you're doing, right? Why did you start? Number two. Wait a minute before I go into two. So why you want to go to, you know, why did you start and how that's going to get you out of that dryness is because when you remember why you started something, then you're like, oh, that's the reason I want to do this. I really need to get out of this dryness in my hustle because I want to make it happen. Because I told myself by the time I turn 38 that I am going to be a CMO and I have like 7-8 more years to get there, right? So what are you going to do to make it happen? You have to just constantly talk to yourself. So that's why you need to remember, of, you know, how you're going to get out of the funk of the dryness of your hustle. Number one, you remember why you started. Number two, think about how your hustle is a gift, okay? And how it's your duty to see it through. It was given to you. It wasn't given to anyone else. Your vision, whatever it is that you're working on, it was given to you, okay? So you need to look at it as a gift. So I want to go actually play this little snippet for you guys because it was, I watched it this morning from actually before actually going to an afternoon service of Elevation Church. I think it was last week when this was recorded, this specific sermon with Pastor Keon Henderson out of the Lighthouse Church in Houston, Texas. He was in town in Charlotte and he spoke and his sermon was called The Pressure of Your Gifts. And oh my goodness, it just really blew me out of the water. And it really left my spirit super full. Like I'm telling you, I encourage all of you go to elevationchurch.org. I'm like, you know, pressing this, you know, through this podcast, but go to elevationchurch.org and watch that sermon. It is amazing. I mean, super amazing. And so he spoke about gifts. And so because I said number two is think about how your gifts is a hustle, what he says is, I'm going to play it and then we're going to talk about it.
You'll look at a person from the outside and you'll wish that you had what they had and you'd wish that you were where they were. But let me tell you, the easiest part of being gifted is being gifted. The hardest part is in the company of people who don't have what you have.
So I could actually say more about everything that he talked about, but he said the easiest thing is being gifted, right? The tough thing is about it is being gifted and being around people who don't like understand your gifts and who are not gifted themselves. Which actually was just going to segue to me to number three is surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals. This is why it's so important, right? You have to look at your hustle as it is a gift because it was given to you. And so therefore, when you have to treat it as a gift, right, you have to understand that you need to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. And it's because they're going to be gifted as well. So guess what? They understand what it is that you're going through. When you feel that you are in this rut, in this dryness of your hustle, you go to that like-minded person and say, man or girl, let me tell you what is going on. Now, they may say, wow, I never had to deal with that. But 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, I've been there or I'm in that right now. Let's talk about it. How are we both going to get out of it, right? That's why you have to have a like individual, a couple of like individuals. You don't want to overwhelm yourself with so many like you because it can get overwhelming. However, you need those folks in your lives because they will understand what it is that you are going through. They will not judge you when you go to them and you're frustrated about certain things, right? They're going to say, let's talk about it. The accountability partner that you need, a lot of people talk about that when it comes to, you know, when they're dealing with weight loss. You need that throughout your life, okay? And especially when it comes to something, you know, like in business, but really just in life in general, okay? You need that person that you know that you can count on. And for my hustlers out there that are listening to this, especially you, you need that special type of person, right? And it's because you want someone who's like-minded, but you also want someone who they are going to match your hustle as well. So that was number three. Then number four is working in increments, right? This is how you're going to get out of that dryness, right? Of how you're not going to bring that dryness into your hustle is you're not going to do everything at once, right? But I know you're looking at me like, what? I have all these ideas and I'm just supposed to just let them just sit there? And absolutely not. Write them down. Put them in your notes, right? On your phone. All of us have smartphones. That's probably how you're listening to this podcast right now. Write it in your notes. So you have to work in increments, okay? My boyfriend actually tonight, he said, you need to look at the top three things that you want to focus on. He says, I know you want to do a lot of things, but that right there, that's not going to bring you money right now. That's just something fun that you want to do. He's like, what are the three things that you enjoy doing, but it also is going to bring in revenue, you know, for the business? And I had to sit there and say, yeah, you're right. And with everything else, it's not that I'm just putting it on the back burner. It's just not going to happen right now because I need to push it back to 2018, maybe 2019, maybe 2020, right? Because as you're going through all these things in life, you may not be at a place where you can really fully develop all these great ideas that you have to the best of your ability, right? We always want to rush through it because we have this idea, I need to do it right now. No, sometimes you just need to push it off. You need to, you know, put it over there, you know, tuck it in and everything, make it feel good, until it's really right for you to go about it and to execute it. So that was number four, working in increments. And also I will add on and just making realistic goals. Again, make sure your goals 3 to 5, like I said, it's the fourth quarter. This is when you're really going to see like what you're made of. Excuse me. And so I encourage you to give yourself 3 to 5 goals. Do not overwhelm yourself. Do not write down 15 things, and then say at the end of the year, you complete 9 of them, which is amazing. You completed 9 goals. That's great. But because you gave yourself 15, you're going to feel like a failure because you only got to 9. So I always tell people, do 3 to 5. If you conquer those 3, maybe add on 1 or 2 other. If you conquer those, add on 1 other, right? But just don't overwhelm yourself. Be realistic. And then the last thing, number 5, is prayer. Okay. Being honest with your prayer, right? But you pray about it and you give it away and then you just have to move on. You just keep on working and he will always, you know, be there for you and he will see that you're working and he will meet you halfway. I do know that. I will admit and say that I still do worry. And I know that I need to just say my prayers and move on, you know, pray to him about, like, you know, why I'm in this dry spell with my hustle. And I know that you can get me out. And then you have to go on. You can't harp on anymore, right? But that's what we do. And I'm still dealing with that, you know, myself. And so also listening to sermons, you know, and especially, you know, for the ones who are hustlers, because that's why you probably are listening to this, because it's about when your hustle goes dry, you have to listen to those sermons and actually motivational speeches as well. That is going to be like aimed at you, the person who grinds, the person who hustles, the person, you know, with favor in their life, the person, you know, who is gifted, right? You have so many things in your life that you want to execute, and you're just like, well, who do I go to with this information, right? And so it's very important. So I want to recap on these five things of how you get out when you can say, look at yourself and say, yeah, my hustle is dry right now, and I want to get out. Maybe you're like, you know what? I don't ever want to get in a dry spell with my hustle, right? You may be listening. And that's your thing. You've never been there before and you do not even want to go there. You may have halfway been there, but you kind of caught yourself up. But someone else was like all the way in it and is still in it. And it's like, how do I get out? Number one, remember why you started. Number two, think about your hustle and how it is a gift. It's your duty to see it through. It was given to you and only you. Only you have that vision. So when you look at your hustle as a gift, you go down to number three. Because that is when you need to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who are gifted as well, who are a hustler just like you, same mentality, because you're able to have those in-depth, you know, conversations with them. And it's not going to be in a judgment. They're going to be your cheerleader. They're going to say, look, I'm going through it as well. And let's go through this together. Let's figure this out. Or, hey, I just got out of it, so let me share with you how I got out of it myself. And then to number four, you need to work in increments. Give yourself, you know, realistic goals out here. Stop overwhelming yourself, you know? Yeah, I'm a proud, you know, woman who loves to hustle, but I also know I need to slow it down at the same time, because I do not want to overwhelm myself. That's when a lot of things happen. I feel like my back is up against the wall. And how did that happen? It's because of something that I did, right? And then the final one, number five, is prayer. Listening to the sermons and being real about your prayers as well. Being very honest with them. But also listening to the sermons and to the motivational speeches as well. And that is how you are going to get out of the dryness of your hustle. I guess you can fully say I'm like out of my dry spell with my hustle. And I feel like I have been like reignited when it comes to it. I'm so excited about a lot of different things in Charlotte. That particular sermon that I did here in church today is something that I needed to hear. So many gems were dropped, so many reminders for me personally. And so I hope this resonates with someone. I hope you share it with your fellow girlfriends, because I think all of us eventually we have a little snippet, a little slice of that dryness that will come into your hustle. And I hope that these five steps will definitely help you out. So you guys can follow me at Women Who Hustle. And also, I forgot to share with you in the beginning, I am also the owner of Candace Nicole PR, which is a PR boutique agency. We are 10 years old. I have been operating the business for 2 years full time right now. And I'm basically your millennial PR coach. So anyone who is a business owner, small business owner, medium or large, you know, I consult businesses. And also I am the queen of when it comes to pitching. I love to pitch. I love to help share the stories of individuals and to get you placements so people can see how awesome you are. So you can also find me at Candace Nicole PR. So make sure you follow at Women Who Hustle and make sure you follow at Candace Nicole PR. I promise it will not be another 3 months when you hear my voice again. I am going to hop on my Facebook, and I'm going to ask someone to give me my next topic for episode 2. And then maybe for episode 3, I will interview someone. But I really want to have this season be about just some tips and advice. Just real news, to be honest with you. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about life of what's going on, what we're going through, and how we can get out of that place and different solutions. I'm definitely going to talk to a self-care professional this season, and we're going to talk about how to get your life together when it comes to self-care, ladies, because it is so very important. So thanks so much for tuning in, and I will catch you on episode 2. Bye.